Sorry. I know that we skipped 2 weeks. It's my fault. Life was happening.
There's a lot of life happening. There was a lot of planning happening. We were planning our first ever in-person event, which as two girls who don't know how to do things, well, those types of things, I think we did all right for ourselves.
Yeah, I mean, the smell you later scent swap was incredible. I thank you first and foremost to everyone who came out. I don't want to call the response overwhelming, but I think if 10 more you came, it would have been. But no, I mean, what were we expecting? Like 30, 40 people? We got 100?
We had, I think by the day of, like 180 RSVPs. And I was
Which
like,
is crazy.
In New York City, reliably, even if all the conditions are right, you can rely on at least 40% showing up. And I was like, yeah. 40% shows up. That's a packed house. So like, great.
Totally.
And
I mean,
it turns out like 100 people did.
And, you know, it was a free event, which was important to us. But, you know, when you don't pay a fare ticket, people are going to drop, which is fine. But I was looking at those 180 RSVPs and I was like, oh, God. And to Leia Brewery, the venue we had it at, they reached out like week of or maybe the week before. And we were at like 130 at that point. And I was a little gun shy about like, when do we tell them how many people we have? And so they reached out and I was like, we're at 130. But they weren't spooked by it because they said that they expect, you know, a 30-40% attrition rate for free events. So I was like, if they're not worried, I'm not worried. But then it got to 180 and I was like, I'm worried. Yeah. Anyway.
I mean, it's a big room.
It was a big room, but oh man.
Our allotted area was very cozy, I will say.
Very cozy. Yeah, I think a scent swap should be cozy, though. Huge thank you also to Talaya Brewery Williamsburg and all Talaya Brewers for having us. They were incredible hosts. They were very generous to give us the space, complimentary, and welcome all of you. Thank you for supporting the bar. They were thrilled with the turnout and all of everyone who showed up and supported. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't think that could have gone better, honestly. I'm feeling a little big-headed about it, to be honest, Sable.
You know, the only thing that I wish I had done when I had the thought to do it I should have got a megaphone or like a mic with a tiny little compact amp, because trying to corral that many people when we were organizing the actual swap was, yeah.
It was a lot, but also like I don't think we can bring our own AV into it, you know, a venue that's not our own, you know.
Well, I was thinking, you know how like buskers have their 8x8-inch little amps? That would have been helpful, but I don't have one. But next time, we're going to need some amplification. Although,
will,
I don't know,
will.
There's a part of me that's like, has anyone done, like, I've never seen a scent swap with like 100 people. I don't know.
I mean,
part of me is like, maybe these are best suited for like less than 50 people. But
no, I think, listen, we did it. It went really well. Everyone was really, listen, what the feedback that I kept getting from the people there was like, this event is really incredible. And everyone is so nice. Everyone is really accommodating and patient and helpful. I mean, there were some scent experts there, some fragrance lovers and some newbies, and the people who maybe weren't as familiar, you know, what does it even mean? But like, weren't as familiar with scent, where like people were really happy to hear what I liked and then help me find something else I liked. And so I thought it was really great. Everyone there was just so kind and generous. And I don't know, like selfishly, I think it's a really cool reflection of the podcast. You know, it's like, this feels like screaming into the fucking void a lot of the time. You know what I mean?
I mean, it kind of is, but also not, because then it gets published somewhere. But it's very cool to gather in person. Mm-hmm. And be like, oh, right, there are people at the other end of the speaker.
Totally. I don't know. And it was cool to, I mean, like, we've been working on this shit for like 5 years. And you're right. It's the first in-person thing that we've done on our own. It was cool to see so many people come out, so many people who have been with us since day one, both with the podcast and with our editorial, like back in 2012. Like, really cool. And it just makes me wonder, like, what else we can do? I want to think beyond scent swaps, even though that was surely not our last one, but I want to think a little bigger and cooler, not cooler, but different. Something that is not a panel. I want to say that loud and clear. No panels.
No talking at people from a podium.
No, but I do really want to see sort of how far we can take this and what else we can do. I don't know. That was like definitely the highlight of my week and my month and definitely probably the year. It's just so fucking cool to have seen everyone come out to meet new people and share what they loved and everything.
Totally. I honestly like... Once like the bulk of everyone arrived, like I didn't even get to like look at the tables and see what was on there, like barely. There were some interesting bottles though. There was a lot of like, I feel like I saw a lot of like vintage designer perfumes. Ones that like I just hadn't recognized. There was this really cool, like it looked like the planet Saturn. I think it was like Emmanuel Moreau.
Yes, it was gorgeous.
And I was like eyeing it as the swap was going. I was like, what is that herb?
Right.
Did you take home anything?
No. And this time I meant to. Emceeing that event with you was a lot. And there were some things that I actually really did want to snatch, but I was just happy. Really, I just wanted it all gone.
And they took them.
Yeah. So.
I think I brought like 30 bottles from my collection that have just been like in the back of my closet, you know, not getting any use. So I'm glad that they're going to people who will actually wear them, which is great. The only thing I took home was a 10 ml travel spray of Donna Karan Cashmere Mist.
Oh, funny. I love that. Yeah.
I always go for like the vintage nostalgia because like, I'm like, ooh, where's that now?
Right. I brought 5. I should have brought more, but I was negotiating the gift bags and like that was sort of, you know, like
you
the biggest
that.
Thing on my mind.
You did that. Obviously, this was for the Smell You Later initiative, but like I will say that Tynan shouldered most of the gift bag duty.
Well, okay, yeah. First and foremost, thank you to all of the brands who really pulled up for the gift bags. I don't know. I got this thing out of my skin when the RSVP started to like really roll in. I was like, what if we did gift bags? It would be cute. Yeah. Like, who knows? Like, what's the worst they could say? Say no. Yeah, that's fine too.
Of course.
Most we reached out to about, I know, and like, we reached out to about 30 brands, I think about 15 to 20 actually, which is way, way, way more than I was expecting. I thought we'd have like a gift bag with a Smell You Later sticker and like three things at best. These things were huge.
They're a mess.
So thank you to Coty, Deadcool, DS and Durgo, Euro Parfums, Fur, Givaudan, Glow Recipe, Good Parts, Hawthorne, Hero, Hume, Juice Box, Kayali, Laura Geller, Lufa, Soft Services, Mancera, Mathieu Premier, Milk Makeup, Montel, Net, The Ordinary, Philosophy, Replica, Roja, and Vacation. Great. I know.
That's a good-ass gift bag.
It was a good-ass gift bag, and there were some products that aren't even out yet or were just released, like the Glow Recipe SPF. Yeah. They were lovely enough to send that. The Vacation Body Mists.
Yep.
So anyway, we just thought, like... Again, this was sort of the case study, like the first time
for
us. I was
sure.
Like, how big can we, like, what can we do? Like, what's going to happen? Yeah.
When you were explaining it to me, because I was like, why would brands want to give us free shit to give to people for free? You're like, they pay for this normally and it's expensive. And I was like, oh,
right.
I had no idea.
This is free PR.
The
gifting budgets and the gifting inventory for these brands, for most brands, is large and having had a little bit of insight to that, I was like, we can ask for 50 pieces. Yes. It's fine. So yeah, I brought it up to Sable and she was not with it, but I was like, let's just see.
When I was planning my book launch party and all of the brands who I personally know were like, anything you need, ask me anytime. And the one fucking time I called in the favor, I was like, hey, I want to make a gift bag for my book launch event. Fucking crickets. No one got back to me. So I was just like, I don't know about this, Tynan. Like,
Right. Well, I mean, I didn't know about it either. Yeah. But we know it was only for the first 50, but again, we were trying to sort of be conservative with the ask. So next time, should we do a gift bag, we'll do more. But
now
crazy.
That I know.
I mean, I don't know. It was great. Really, really great. And it's just, I'm feeling really good about it and feeling really good about like the future of it all, you know? So we'll see. I will say, packing those bags, shout out to Marta May, because we'll get to this in a minute, but we both at different times went to the Air Milkshake Gifting Suite by our dear friend Marta, another incredible gifting experience. But I just mentioned the gift bags to her and I was like, I have a new respect for you, but I hadn't packed them at that point. And she was like, make sure you pack one first. And I was like, Got it. What's the worst that could happen? Those things, I'm sorry, were kind of, I mean, they weren't ratty, they were lovely, but I did not do the Marta beautiful polish. I was just like, here.
Yeah,
So.
she really like Tetrises every item in the bag, so it just like everything fits perfectly,
Yeah.
which I guess you have to because you know you're sending people with the away with these onto the streets of New York City, so
Yeah.
they have to travel well.
And last thing, shout out to Butch for Hire. They are
Yep.
a queer handy person company here in New York.
I love that.
I do too. It's exactly what it sounds
No,
like.
this
I
is great.
actually,
Because
yeah.
I don't, the reason I don't like outsource any handiwork stuff in my house is because I'm like, I don't want a man in my house who's going to condescend to me.
Wait, let me find their business card. It's a screen.
Okay.
This is their business card. The front. Butch for Hire, a queer handy service for queer people. The back. No more cis men invading your space, but rather a fat butch in a sports bra doing her best. But
That makes me very confident. I
well,
love that.
listen, I got served them a couple months back on my Explore page, and I was like, this is a scream. And a few weeks ago, I switched out the curtains in our bedroom from being like two curtains to be like a curtain wall.
Yeah.
So I hired them. It was incredible and
Yeah.
really affordable. And then this time around, I was like, I mean, these gift bags had taken over half of my apartment, and we're lucky to have a
Yep.
pretty large apartment. So I was like, I'm fucked. Like, I thought I could just like call an Uber,
Nope.
but I texted Butch for Hire, and I was like, do you think? And they were lovely. So hire that. Shout out to queer people.
Shout out to queers.
I don't think you can say
It's
queers.
almost, wait, is queers bad to say?
I don't think you could say queers as a straight person, but you're an honorary gay person, so
Okay.
it's fine.
I'm like, some of my best friends are queers. There was a funny Z Way
Sorry.
video bit where the different months that are celebrating a marginalized group.
Oh,
June, she's
God.
like, it's all right to be gay this month, being gay for Pride Month.
God, not anymore.
I know.
I love Z-Way. Come on the show.
Yeah. Imagine.
We're recording remote today because I am a little under the weather. I do think I'm on the mend, but if it doesn't sound like our usual in-person kiki, that's why. But I think we're doing just fine.
Think we're all right. Dude, allergies are brutal now.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I feel like everybody gets sick at every turn of the season.
Yeah.
Like, I do a nasal rinse twice a day now, once in the morning and once at night, because,
Really?
yeah, I'm paranoid.
Well,
It's also just
I'm
good,
just
like, clearing of allergies.
right. Did you went to Air Milkshake, right? What fragrance is there, or a fragrance brand, which I never heard of? It
Yeah,
was
it
really
was a
cool.
Brazilian brand, Granado. And I remember recently they just had a store opening party in like
Is that
Soho.
them? Is that
Yeah.
them?
Yeah. And I think Emma Vernon of Perfume
Yes.
like hosted an event there with them.
Yes. Emma Vernon, who, by the way, was so sweet and cool about our event. It's nice to have support from people who do the same thing we do. Shout out to Perfume Room. She didn't come, but she commented and texted me after.
Well.
And I saw her last night at Stell. So
Oh,
we love
you went to that.
support.
Fuck, I forgot about shit. My scheduling brain, the executive function is not. Much like our
Well,
country, the executive function is not working.
when I was at Air Milkshake, so the setup of it was they have all of the Air Milkshake is a gifting suite for influencers and editors, and you go in and all of the products are on a table, and then Marta, the host, sort of like tours you
Yeah.
around. So on the table there was one perfume, but when she toured us, there was in one of the rooms in the penthouse, there was a shelf with the full collection, which I thought was cool
Yeah.
and like kind of a surprise. So I was sniffing around and I was like, which one did Sable get? And which one did you get?
I pick nostalgia.
I really like the one I got, but I cannot remember which one it was. But I look forward to receiving it. I do want to visit that store because I was really into. I really like the fragrances. I think the bottles are gorgeous. They have that like vintage thing going on.
Yep.
I love it.
There are so many perfume boutiques in Soho now.
You know,
Like, and
I
I feel
know.
like they all cropped up like within the last year.
Totally. Yeah. I
Yeah.
mean, it's. I mean. Not super surprising looking around and seeing what fragrance is doing. What do you think the next brand to have a brick and mortar is going to be?
Oh man. The first one that popped in my head was Matier Premier, but I don't think they're opening boutiques elsewhere. I don't think they're opening in New York yet. But last time they were in town, which was a couple weeks ago, they mentioned they were like scoping.
I
They
can't
were like
imagine
trying to
why you wouldn't
figure,
want to.
yeah, right? Like they were like, yeah, maybe LA, maybe New York. And I was like, why would you don't go to LA. Go, like, open your first flagship in New York, obviously.
People love opening in LA. I don't know.
People
I
have to Mathieu, drive to your store.
Well, I feel like Mathieu Premier is a much more New York brand.
Yeah, than, that's what you know, I would think. I mean, what do I know, man? But
do I wait? This is such old news by now, but the new X-Straits that we have spoken about on this podcast. Mm-hmm. When they reached out about them, I had them send me the Santal one. I don't really know why, because I don't like Santal. I know that you would spell really highly of it.
Yeah.
So I think our friend Jamie from The Trip also really liked that one. And you like it because of the addition of cardamom. So I was like, you know what? Why don't you send that one? I love it. It's like the first sandalwood fragrance I've ever been obsessed with.
I think it's the X-Rate, which has, I feel like the cardamom really comes through with the X-Rate. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So much so that it's not like the Santal takes a backstage, you know, a supporting role. So to me, I'm like, well, it's not even a Santal anymore. But
yeah, to me, someone who hates Santal, it is certainly a Santal. And it's so funny because Santal is often such a soft note. And then to really crank it up in an X-Rate was, and then sort of balance it with cardamom. Really an interesting and cool wear that I really enjoy. I'm looking forward to going back to it.
You know who I think should have a store in New York City?
Who?
I don't know if their whatever round of investment they're on will allow it at this moment, but I think Hawthorne should have a store. Like a little boutique that's cool that also has apparel and I don't know, a matcha bar or something where all the Dime Square kids will hang out. But I visited their offices a week or two ago.
Oh, in that corrupt building?
Yes, in the, what the fuck is that? WSA, it's this Illuminati co-working space. It's a beautiful building. And it looks like you're in an Architectural Digest spread. And their office looks really cool as well. And I remember Brian telling me the rent, and I was like, that's actually not that much. But
it's a conspiracy.
I think so. I don't know, maybe. I would not be surprised, honestly, but they showed me their new collection, which is, they launched 4 scents. There's me not remembering the names. There's a Santal, there's a smoky leather, there is a sporty citrus, and a vanilla, a covert vanilla. And they did a custom.
Not a covert vanilla.
Well, that's what they kept saying. They're like, we didn't want to do a vanilla, but we have vanilla in this. And it's not. And yes, when I smelled it, I did not say oh, that's definitely vanilla. But there was definitely a sweetness. It definitely had the vanilla ambroxan thing going on that makes it kind of glassy and airy and ozonic. Yeah. That's actually my favorite one. That was the one. It's called Frozen Flame.
Frozen Flame.
Because they said it says it has a chrome accord.
Ooh,
and I was like, what the fuck does that mean? And they're like, we wanted it to be a cold vanilla, a cold metallic vanilla. And it's so fucking good. And they showed me their redesigned bottles are silver. It kind of looks like a little Discman, a CD player.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And then they were like, okay, these are our Target exclusives and they're $25 each.
Crazy.
And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? They're so good. He's like, yeah. And this is the same concentration as a Byredo scent.
Wow.
Yeah, and I was like, and it's $25. What the fuck?
I mean, Hawthorne, we're obviously big fans of Hawthorne on this show. They always have been. Really excited to see them, you know, in retail and Target and selling at the price point they're at, because their fragrances are made by the same people who make the buzz, etc.
Yes.
And I love
they're
it.
So
I love what
good.
They're doing.
They're so elegant. So and I feel like if I wore, they don't strike me as particularly masculine at all in the conventional sense. I would wear Frozen Flame and I feel like people would smell it and be like, that's a hot girl scent. It just depends on how you wear it, but they're just
anything
like,
on you is a hot girl scent.
Say that. Brian and Phil are so cool and so tapped in to youth culture that their taste level is so elevated.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they're doing really cool things. They have such a cool vision. Hawthorne as a brand would translate really well to, I feel like every brand's trying to do community, IRL spaces, immersive experiences. And I'm like, you guys should do that. That'd be great. If budget allows.
Right. I would love to see that. I mean, I think I love what they're doing and I want to see them get as big as possible.
Hell yeah.
You know, I don't know. If it were me, I would want, I don't know. You know what I think would be a really cool store because of their, this is the only brand I'd say this about, but their world building is a vacation store.
100%. Yes.
Wouldn't that go nuts? Well, and it also makes sense too, because they have, you know, fragrance, skincare, body care, accessories. Yeah. Like, it's basically a whole boutique anyway. You know?
Absolutely. I can imagine them having a fake or real pool, like a backyard with a little pool and like poolside deck. Like, how cool would that be?
Giving away too many free ideas.
I remember when we had them on the podcast, and they were saying that it started as a radio channel. They could be like the lot radio and just have DJs broadcasting from their little poolside deck. That would be so cool. Vacation. Come on.
Right. Exactly. I love that.
Yeah. I honestly didn't even get to smell the new body sprays yet, because we were so busy at the event. I didn't even get to smell them. But I like went there being like, ooh, I'm really excited to smell their new body mists. And then we were so like all over the place that I didn't get to.
Yeah. I mean, those were actually the last thing that showed up, because again, they're not out yet. So even getting them to us was, they were like, we think we can do this, but they showed up and I was packing them. I had everything packed on the Sunday before the swap, but then they came Tuesday night. And so I was packing them like late night. Yeah. And then my entire house smelled like sunscreen. It was so funny.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean,
oh my God, I'm sure Ryan loved that.
Yeah, he did. He came home late from an event. He was like, what's going on here? What is that? I was like, don't worry about it.
Man, I think I saw like a week before the swap, like on Trend Mood, they posted about Vacation's new body mists. So I was like, well, if that was embargoed, it's not anymore.
Yeah, I mean, Trend Mood does not give a shit about embargoes, as we've learned.
I think she's in cahoots with brands, because she takes payment to post. So
yes, she does.
I think they like plan like a fake leak.
I think that she's leaked so many times that they sort of realize that. But also people shop Trend Mood, though. It's like, Trend Mood's like the CNN of beauty. It's like where people get their news. And I say people, I mean me. But yeah, I don't know.
What else? I feel like I haven't seen you in so long. You were in Richmond, Virginia.
I know. I mean,
what were you doing?
I was in Richmond, Virginia last weekend. Who knows? My boyfriend had a work trip, so I just hopped on and we made a weekend out of it. Richmond is so fucking cool.
We're beautiful.
And it's awesome. And it's so close. The flight was like 45 minutes.
Yep.
And I hate when people are like on Instagram stories, like Belize recommendations, like recommendations for Milan. But I was like, y'all, what do I do in Virginia? And they,
I know.
Like our listeners, really came through with some amazing recommendations. So you know who you are. Thank you for that. I took many of them. It was really, really, really fun. Really beautiful. A really, really cool city. Then the weekend before that, I was at friend of the podcast, Julia's wedding, which was also very cool. Julia designed our first run of merch way back in the day. And now she's a married woman. Fun. It was so, so cute. Yeah, it was great. Yeah. But life was happening and we could not record, and that is okay.
Sometimes it happens. Also, in a freak accident, in a freak turn of events, like three guests rescheduled last month. So we were like, cool, thanks a lot, everyone.
I fucking had it. Like, it's fine. I get it. But yeah, it made our schedule, because I was looking at it and they were all sort of weekday recording. So I was like, we won't even have to miss. We can just cut these before the weekend. Well, so,
it's not our fault, okay?
It's not our fault. Aren't you traveling soon?
I will be in Miami later this month because my boyfriend has a work trip.
Okay. And now it's competition.
We're just piggybacking off of him. I mean, genuinely, like, that is like the one swaggy hookup that I will always have FOMO for, is someone who gets like a nice hotel in a different city. The hotels are expensive. Oh my God.
Hotels are very expensive.
He does it every year.
Is it on Miami Beach?
Most of it is around South Beach, but he does like all the music and playlists for like hotels and restaurants. So it's a good networking opportunity.
I
get to stay in Miami for free and chill. I love Miami. It's like tropical America. It's like, I feel like I'm in a tropical place, but it is America as well.
It does. It feels like a comic book in both good and bad ways.
It does.
You know?
And I remember one time, I think it was like 2 years ago, I went there just as a little weekend trip with my friends Dara and Jared. And they're like, they're very into like the club scene. So obviously they're like, we got to find a fun party to go to. And the parties that they would go to are not on the beach. They're more inland in like Wynwood.
Oh, God.
Which is considered, I don't know, the cool arts district. And like we were there, it's like all kind of industrial buildings with graffiti on them. We're like, this is literally tropical Bushwick. Like that's what it looks like.
I love tropical Bushwick. I'm obsessed with that.
I was like, there really is like a parallel place everywhere. It's so funny.
There is. Wait, Sable, what do you smell like today?
Yes. Oh my God. Okay. So I smell like Carrege, the French fashion brand.
Ooh. Okay.
La Fille de l'Air, which I believe translates to the girl of the air.
Great.
Sure. It is a very kind of like aquatic, watery, dewy orange blossom scent. There's something about this. Carrege sent us both discovery sets of their, I guess, new collection. There was, what, like 8 of them, I think. And this one immediately stood out to me. It reminds me so much of a scent that I liked when I was a teenager, I think. And I was like obsessed with like the sophisticated hot girl scents in my purview, which was like a fresh, aquatic, slightly floral musky.
Right, right.
And I actually didn't clock orange blossom. But like, of course, now when you say it, I'm like, duh, of course. Because to me, there's something a little bit like maybe honeysuckle about this. But the brand website calls out neroli, orange blossom, and white musk. They keep it simple.
Okay.
Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. La Fille de l'Air embodies the emancipated spirit of the Carrege muse. Sure. Why not? It's the one in the... Right. It has this like kind of like pale peach bottle. All the bottles are so beautiful. Yeah. They're like...
They're so good.
Yeah, they're color drenched. It's just kind of like a cylinder and an orb on top with the Carrege logo embossed on it. Didn't you bring a Carrege scent to the swap? Was that yours? I saw a Carrege bottle on the table.
Yes. It was the light blue one that I hated, but someone else loved.
A lot of them are good in that little discovery set.
Yeah, I mean, I actually haven't gone through the discovery set now that you mention it. I've only worn the 2 full size they sent me. It was that light blue, which I didn't love, and then the deep navy blue, which I did love a lot. And they also sent me the red candle, and both the deep navy and the red candle were like warm, spicy, like very up my alley. So it would make sense that I love them as much as I do.
Yeah, the red one's really good, like Imperatis or something.
I need to break into that.
Yeah. Oh, now that I'm like looking at their website, and they have like another collection called like Hyper Carrege, and it's like the same bottle, but it's like a chrome silver.
Ooh.
There's Hyper Musk, Hyper Iris, Hyper Queer, C-U-I-R as in leather, and Hyper Oud. And I'm like, I need to get my nose around that iris and musk.
Yeah. All right.
You'll be receiving an email from me.
Did we, now that it's finally out, now that you actually, let me come back to that.
I think I know what you're going to say.
Okay.
Summer Mink.
Yes.
Yes. Tynan, what do you smell like today?
So I'm wearing a fragrance called Choya Beach by Feral Parfum. And this was given to me by a new perfumer who attended the scent swap. And there were a couple like perfumer and brand founders there, which is so exciting. I mean, our dear friend Noah Virgil came from Amphora, which is awesome. What is his name? Alex Brands? His last name is Brands?
Brands.
Who did Right of Way.
Right of Way, yeah.
Which is awesome, a new fragrance brand. And then a lovely person named Andy, who has their own fragrance brand coming very soon. And then
Andy Chan.
This lovely person named Brittany, who gave me Choya Beach. And this is, all I remember them saying about it was that it was pineapple, and that perked my ears right up. And I put it on this morning, and it's lovely. It's pineapple-y. It's sort of like sticky in a way. Mm-hmm. There's got some like ambery warmthness to it. A little honey. It's pretty deep, but also sweet and juicy. I can't find any literature about this. I can only find the Instagram, so I'm just riffing.
I think there were samples. Like, I don't know. I don't think it's like a product yet, but I think they were samples of a formula they're working on.
Right. That sounds right. But when they are available, we should all run out and get it, because I really like this. Yeah, it sort of smells like a tropical drink after hours at an outdoor Miami Beach, on the beach bar, because it has certainly the fruitiness, but also the warmth, you know, and the humidity, like the warmth air, warm air. And
there's a
and,
heft to it.
Yeah.
If you think like, fruity scents are kind of like zesty and like off the top and effervescent, but this is actually like... It has a humidity to it.
On my nose. God damn it. Yeah, and it's got like a stickiness to it too, in a way that's really nice and pleasing, like a sort of like, you know how a sticky bar feels. Ugh. Mm-hmm. But it's like that in a really fun way. I literally put this in my nostril. Like, the oh no. What have I done? I really, really enjoy it. I huffed it. I boofed it. But yeah, loved it. I can't. I think they gave me one other one as well, right?
Yeah, there's another one called Minu. And there's like a little icon. It's funny because like I thought in my head when I read that the word Minu, that, or maybe I was just influenced because there is a little icon of a cat next to it. It reminded me of a cat's name. I think there's like a cat character. But
sure.
This is also, this is lovely. It's funny because I smelled it at the swap. And at the moment I was like, this smells kind of almost like a butter cookie. Mm. There's something like sweet in a cookie textured kind of way. But now that I'm smelling it at home, I don't get cookie as much. Like, it's still sweet, but I don't really get the, I don't know, crumbly texture as much.
Oh, nice. I will wear that really one tomorrow and report back.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Something that I do want to touch on really quickly, because I'm really surprised by how much I really like it, is there is a new fragrance from the most hated man in the world, Drake. Drake, if you don't know, he has had a fragrance brand that is predominantly candles for like a while. It's called Better World. It's been around for, I want to say, like 4 or 5 years. Maybe not that long, but
it's subtle. Like, he's very subtle about it.
He's, yeah, very not front-facing about it. I think they have recently gotten PR because we're finally being niched it. They sent me the candles, and they're lovely. They're fine. They're great. Mm-hmm. They had a perfume oil, which was called Carby Musk, which we've talked before, which wasn't really for me. It was also very expensive for, like, I don't know, 5, 10 ml.
I picked up the rollerball of that at the swap.
Yeah, at the last swap. That's right. That's right. That's right.
And I had no idea it was Drake's.
Yes, yes. But they just put out their first EDP. And one, it's really cool because the bottle itself is an orb. It's a sphere. And it sits on a little altar that is just like a sort of rectangle with a circle cutout.
It kind of looks like a half pipe.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So the design is very cool and very singular. And we've had it for quite a while, actually.
They kept moving the freaking embargo date.
Yeah, like, they kept moving the launch.
Yeah. It was like, we got it like over a month ago, like 5 or 6 weeks ago.
Well, I guess when Kendrick Lamar eviscerates your career, you probably don't want to, like, you know, release a fragrance. But I finally got around to wearing it, and I really like it.
It's really nice.
It's so really nice. It's funny because I know we talked about it before and we had to cut it out of the episode, but I was sort of craving, and I don't know why, a like sweet musk, because I'm not a musk person, but I was like, that'd be nice. I wonder if that exists. And then I smelled Better World Summer Mink, and it is so lovely.
It's like a warm, spicy, soft musk.
Mm-hmm.
There's
mm-hmm.
something, yeah. And I get it. It like makes sense because the concept was like these opposing ideas of wearing a mink in summer. Obviously, no one would do that. So
yeah,
I feel like they nailed that dichotomy really well.
Yeah, yeah. And even in the bottle design, you know, it's this perfect sphere sitting in a really austere rectangle. I feel like the whole thing is, you know, if I could be honest, I don't really get the duality in the fragrance, but it's so beautiful that I don't fault it for it. It's also, to me, not the spice. It doesn't lead with the spice, but it's like just equal parts sweet and musky. It's very cashmere-y, I think, is what I keep going to, you know?
Yes.
I love that shit. I've worn it a couple times and it's just like, it gets better with everywhere.
Yeah, the first time I wore it, I think I maybe like loaded it on too much or something, and it started to feel a little bit like being trapped in a hot car. But
yeah
once it dried down, then I was like, oh, okay, yeah, that's really pretty. I think maybe I pick up a lot of the spice from it.
Really?
Yeah. To me, it's like spice forward, and then when it dries down, it gets more musky.
Okay.
More cashmere-y. But overall, great scent.
Really, really love it. I would love to see, like, if this is the what they, you know, came out with first, I would love to see what else they have in the wings.
Yeah. Also, like, Summer Mink is such a cool name. And it's how did you go from Carby Musk to Summer Mink? Like, what?
Well, Carby is the last name of the perfumer, but it...
It
still feels
like
a
carby,
choice.
Carby as in like carbohydrates.
Well, so did I, but I did a little digging, and allegedly Drake worked with this Carby perfumer on a signature scent for only himself, and then released it. Who knows? But yeah, I think that the price for the Carby Musk oil is quite steep, but Summer Mink clocks in at I don't know what it is, but it's a perfectly reasonable price for an EDP as such. So yeah, no, I love it.
Yeah. I wonder, I feel like I haven't really heard anything from it since it launched.
Yeah. I don't know that people know what to make of it. And I know that, I think it's cool that Drake isn't super in the front of it, but also the brand has so little recognition that it's like, well, maybe he should be. But two, it's like, I'm not sure. I mean, Allure and like Birdie obviously don't give a shit about, you know, the Kendrick Drake beef, but it's, I think he might be an odd one to cover at this point. So who knows? But here we are. Drake, come on the show.
Sure, why not? You know what? Why not? Sorry, if there's like, if it sounds like there's a humongous bee, I think someone's like drilling upstairs or something.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I can't hear anything. It's fine.
Okay, great. What else? I feel like I went to a fragrance event like a week or two ago and I'm forgetting.
You went to Creed.
Yes. Oh, man. Creed had this really, really cute event where we decorated cakes.
We decorated cakes.
We, as in me, and I got to bring my friend Dara.
That's cute. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because it was like a Mother's Day event.
Oh, was it so only girls?
Like, yeah, it was like all women. They were like, bring your mom or like a mom-like figure. And I was like,
you bring Dara.
And I bring Dara, me and my closest friend who are staunchly child-free. But we like cake, that. Okay? Mostly I was just like, I'm like, my mom's busy now. Like, it's after work. Like, she's got stuff to do.
Right. Did people bring their moms?
Some people did.
That's so cute.
It was really cute. It's funny because like not that I've been to many, but any Creed event I've gone to is very like influencer forward. Like, there were no other editors there really. Carly Cardellino was there, but I feel like she's like pivoted so hard to influencer or content creator now that I'm like, she's basically an influencer now. But yeah.
Which we love.
I didn't recognize anybody really. So, but everyone was pretty nice. The cakes, we didn't make them. We decorated them basically. The cakes were supplied by this bakery called From Lucy. Mm-hmm. They have a bakery, I think, in the East Village, and then they have another like cafe location in the Lower East Side, but they were so fucking good.
How have
I not been aware of this place? They gave us these little like side quest cakes to eat while we were like doing the decorating.
Oh, cute. It was a
lemon custard olive oil cake with like a lavender buttercream. And it fucking rocked my world.
Love.
And then I asked them, where can I get this cake? They're just like, we have locations. We are a bakery.
That's so cool. Creed, feel free to acknowledge my existence.
The PR firm that reps them used to rep many other brands, including they were the first PR agency that introduced me to Mathieu Premier before. And then Creed got bought by Kering. And then they basically just became like all Creed. But it was like the event was in celebration of their new floral fragrance, Elidaria, which is a lovely classic rose scent, I will say. It's, again, I'm not a rose person, so I was just like, this is really nice. This is not for me. It has that kind of I don't know what this quality is about a lot of rose and a lot of geranium scents that to me, it smells almost like citronella to me. And it has a little bit of that upon first sniff, and then Dara sprayed it on herself, and then after it dried down I was like, oh, that's really pretty. It's like a really nice rose watery, I mean, Creed scents are fucking punchy. You'll smell that shit like a block away.
Yeah.
And then they also had their Queen of Silk scent and Carmina, which is their other florals. Queen of Silk is like the va-va-voom hot girl floral amber, and again,
I feel like
really lovely, chokes me out.
I feel like Creed is in its acknowledging women era, because I feel like they're just so geared toward men.
Aventus.
But I feel like they've been really leaning into the ladies.
Yeah.
Not to be like the two genders, but you know what I mean.
I mean, kind of, yeah. I feel like their whole empire is built upon Aventus. And like no other scents really get as much, you know, name recognition as that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But now they're making a push for it.
I'm sure you did. I know you did. But speaking of a fruit that you just mentioned, I don't think this is under embargo because she's showed the name on her Instagram stories 100 times. But did you get invited to the nut cocktail?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Good.
It's like lemon puff?
Puff, yeah.
Lemon puff. I'm excited to smell that. I want a lemon scent. I want like a lemon tart scent.
It's interesting.
You did pear. Now you're doing lemon. Can't wait.
If I think pear, it at least looks like pear jam really popped off for them. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't shock me that they're going in a continuing the fruit direction. And I mean, I love a fruity scent. So lemon is interesting to me. I hope this is not embargoed.
It's not.
But okay, good.
No one's.
I mean, Carol has, like I said, Carol has shown lemon pop on her story since like November. So
okay, well then.
There, I've just started to see the campaign. Their visuals are so fucking good. It drives me crazy. Hire me. Lemon puff. I would like to smell it.
I would like to smell it. I mean, it's like lemon. I'm thinking of like lemon tart, like a lemon dessert.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm thinking curious. Like lemon cream and like crust.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Man, now I'm hungry. Dude, I got so much cake in my fridge right now.
I love that.
My blood sugar level, healthy levels right now.
Oh, Rinkator.
What about them?
Oh, okay. So I thought we were on the same page.
I think I saw that he DM'd us and he's going to be in New York.
Yes. And he would like to come on the show. And I said yes. Yeah. But I said, well, we're still going to have to with Zoom, but we'd love to have you.
We could do it in person now that I bought all that fucking equipment for us to record with Aurelia.
Oh, shit. Okay. That's cool.
So, like, theoretically, we could.
I'll be all right. Come to my house. We might as well. He's sending us both Discovery Kits.
Yay. Wait.
Of his new. Do that? New. He's releasing like a shit ton of fragrances. Damn. So I'm really excited about that. I love Rinkator. Like, love, love, love. If you are in the New York area, go to Stell and smell. I think it's one of the most unique and interesting collections. It's still approachable and like really delightful, but in every scent has like a very unexpected composition, is I think is what I'm trying to say.
Yes, yes.
You know?
The Catholic guilt one, I feel like, is very of the times now.
Yeah, yeah.
In our new Pope era.
Our new Pope era.
Why is everyone obsessed with Catholicism suddenly? Like, what's going on?
That's a great question. I have larger questions.
I went to a breakfast with this brand, Wait. It's WAIT. And they're an Italian fragrance brand that I'm looking at their Instagram now. Wait blends Italian artistry with Japanese mindfulness to create clean fragrances that awaken memory, emotion, and presence, which is interesting. I remember I saw the bottles at Stell. They were these like very cool kind of oval, almost egg-shaped bottles with a very cool logo that looks like a minimalist kind of Japanese character. And little did I know, it was made by Italians. They have one. I went to a breakfast with them, I think like 2 weeks ago or something. And they have one new, I think it's one of their new scents called Luce, meaning light. And the cap is an incense holder. It's a custom stone cap.
Oh, wait, I've seen this. I've seen this.
And that's really fucking cool. Do I feel a little iffy about Italians making jobs? Yes. Yes, I do. But I think the design is so cool. Beautiful bottles, beautiful design. And I love the incense cap because, and everything the founder was saying, they try to use as much sustainable, recyclable materials as possible. All of their packaging is biodegradable, which is great. And everything is like, I don't know, beautifully designed. But again, I'm just like, it does make me feel about it. They don't jam it down your throats. Like, this is such a Japanese concept. They're not really leaning on it. I think they're just kind of like taking the concept of mindfulness and the very particular way and specific ways things are done. So I'm just like, okay. As you can tell, I'm conflicted because I'm like, oh, I really like this. But at the same time, in this month of AAPINH.
Yeah. Okay. So I think for the listener's sake, explain yourself. Sorry. Like, are you saying that a not Japanese person making a product inspired by the Japanese culture and profiting off of it is giving?
Yes.
Is that what we're saying?
Exactly. Exactly.
Got it.
That's what I'm saying. Yes.
And I don't disagree with you. I don't disagree with you.
They're beautifully done. I'm looking at their Instagram right now.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know this person's experience with Japan. I personally am not Japanese, but I feel like so much about Japanese culture has been cherry picked for art. Like everyone's fucking matcha obsession now, you know, it's just like almost become normalized, specifically Japanese culture, like wabi-sabi or the Marie Kondo method.
Yeah.
So there's so much filtration of Japanese culture that we've, I think adopted is too strong to say, but we've accepted as interesting and cool and aspirational. So to me, I'm like, well, of course, it was only a matter of time. But yeah, they're really lovely scents. I can't fault them for that. I love the design. I think the incense cap is so fucking cool. And Luce was also my favorite scent of the bunch. So I was like,
nice.
Please.
I would to smell a discovery set if they would be so kind to send. Are you going to the Dies and Durga Crown Affair thing?
Yes. I'm
Cool.
very excited about that. I actually,
Me too.
so Dies and Durga is doing another collaboration with Crown Affair, a hair care brand. They've done a collab before. I think they made a hair mist, a scented hair mist for them, or they just scented one of their products. I forget which, but they're doing something else with them. I think they'll probably announce it at the event. And the PR agency who invited me, they're like, let us know if you'd like to try any Crown Affair products. And like, I never had before, weirdly, but all like a handful of other beauty editors I know say they really like them. So I'm like, okay, if a beauty editor really likes them, that means they're probably pretty good. Okay, you're making a face.
I'm not making a face. I'm not making a face. I too am going to that event, but I have to be like really in and out and unfortunately on time because I have another dinner after for Harry's. So
Oh.
I'm gonna, and their founders are gonna be there. So I'm just gonna pitch them the show in person because their PR, I did not love
Yeah.
their PR response to us. I'm like, I'm not waiting for you to release something. Give me your, relinquish the founders.
Yeah.
What was I gonna tell you? Oh, there's also I don't know how to say this, Foygia?
Fuegia?
Foygia.
Fuegia? Fuegia. I like Fuegia. I hope it's Fuegia.
Let's hope it's Foygia.
I'm going to that as well. They're Argentinian, I think. I
Yeah.
believe.
Offered to send me whatever I wanted though, so I'm gonna take
Yeah.
him up on that.
They have a
Love to
cool
smell.
store in Soho.
I walk past it all the time. It's right by Nomo Soho,
And
right?
sure.
Okay.
Oh, the hotel. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those stores where like everything is like delicate glass and I feel like I'm gonna break something in there, but
That's been there for a minute too, right?
it's been there for a minute.
I think before I moved here, I stayed at Nomo Soho and it was there. That had to be like 2018, 2017. Yeah.
I don't remember seeing it that early, but I remember walking, just strolling past it and going in. It must have been a year or two ago at this point, and there was nobody in the store, but like I guess like the guy who worked there, who was this like really bro-y kind of like, I don't know, he looked like a bro-y frat guy, and he was just like, yeah, so this is like our Shipra, and this is really funny having like perfume
Yes.
explain. It was really funny though. He was
That's
very
so funny.
nice.
Love him. Hope he's well. Wait, did you? I don't really give a shit about this, but did you see that Jeff Goldblum released a fragrance?
What? I give a shit about that.
It's in partnership with Braindead. I guess they're a fragrance. They do Shroom
Yes.
Cola, which I love.
Yes. That's so funny. What
So
would that smell like?
our
What's it
friend,
called?
fuck, what's it called? Oh, here it is. Oh, it's called Gold Blooming. Okay. I'm not
Sure.
so sure about that. A rich, captivating scent that opens with bold top notes of sandalwood, tobacco, leaf, leather, and white musk, creating a smooth, warm base. The heart is layered with earthy depth of orris root, clary sage, and tea absolute, offering an aromatic, balanced complexity. As
Okay.
it settles, the fragrance evolves with notes of wood decay, maple, and roasted hazelnut, underscored with the soft warmth of brushed suede and a touch of saffron. The dry down reveals hints. How many fucking notes are in this? Hints of tar, cotton, brushed suede, blending with rustic and refined elements for an unforgettable, timeless scent. Whew, that was a mouthful.
Is that probably just smells like a men's cologne?
Well, no, I've smelled it.
Oh, you have. And?
So Levi was wearing it last night.
Oh.
And, with the build that I just read off, I don't know what I'd expect. And it's certainly not what I smelled, but it was really good and really unique. It was sort of like, I think Levi explained it better than I will, but like a minty tobacco or like a mint chocolate tobacco. It was odd. It was like really cooling, but also really had that chocolatey depth like tobacco gives you often. I didn't hate it by any means, and like I have no reason to care about it, but it was interesting for sure.
Very cool. Jeff Goldblum, okay. That's cool that he partnered with like an independent brand.
Very, very. Shout out to Braindead. Email me back. And
I saw them at
yeah, they've got a
Assembly.
couple fragrances. Okay. What's Assembly?
Assembly's like this hypey, almost like a Barney's New York of the Lower East Side crowd. They have like Sandy Liang, they have like Marge Sherman, they have all those hip designer brands that, people in the Lower East
Yeah.
Side would wear. And they have
Yeah.
Braindead fragrances.
Love. They're also at Erewhon and that place, Erewhon, as if I not fucking Erewhon, Happier Grocery. It's Erewhon, but worse and in New York. Well, it's good to be back. We'll see you next week for another episode. And thank you again for coming to our Smell You Later scent swap. We are so grateful for the turnout and can't wait to see what else we can do. I'm sure we'll do another swap, but we wanted some other shit too. So more on that later once we figure it out.
Yeah. If you have any ideas, DM us, huh?
I mean, yeah. Let's all save it. And yes, until next time, you can hit us on our website, smellyoulater.live, where you can check out our merch. You can leave us a voice note, which we love. Follow us on Instagram at smellyoulater.mp3. I am at Tynan Buck.
And I am at Sabletooth Tigra.
And until next time, we will smell you later. I think we got that one.